producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the show. Always at the top of this, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. And, of course, we keep talking about the situation with ISIS or ISIL and what's going to happen with this coalition and ultimately arming of the Syrian rebels. But apparently in handicapping this Wednesday vote, the Democrats are splintered on the Syrian vote. Who better to kick this off with than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney? Bob, so it's pretty rough sledding for the press on this one, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and I'm really just starting to have a lot of sympathy for what the president is trying to do, in the sense that, you know, he's brought something to them, and they, you know, they wanted to come there, and it's a free country, but the Democratic side splintered, the Republican side splintered. On the Republican side, some of them, they don't think it went far enough, you know. Now, the president's going to pass this, because to lose it would be outrageous. I mean, it just would send a horrible signal that the president tries to get, you know, some approval and loses it on such an issue. But it's not going to be a big vote. I think it's going to be a vote that's going to not be real healthy. And frankly, the White House, as I'm told by friends, was absolutely shocked.
Yeah, right, that they had some Democrats that said, there's no way, there's too much apprehension, and we're not doing it. Yeah.
That's right. And then Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, a Democrat member, said that he's willing to shut the government down to stop this from happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's one member, but I'm just saying, when you start to hear these types of things, I mean, I'm thinking back to the Bosnia days with Clinton, when, you know, the president got a break on some things, and when... You know, when people encourage the president, you know, he's not, he doesn't have a strategy. I mean, he needs a strategy. Then he does a strategy, and it's just not good enough for a lot of people. So he's just got to, proceed with it.
Exactly. Speaking of proceeding with it, they were not happy by this, General Dempsey, when he was asked a hypothetical scenario about what if we had a problem here in the United States, some kind of a terrorist act, would we have boots on the ground in Iraq? And, of course, he answered the question saying that yes, that he could recommend those kinds of steps if that was the threat. And, of course, the White House pushed back on the talk of combat troops in Iraq because he just can't go there, can they? They can't say, yes, 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 we would authorize troops.
You're right, Kate. They can't say it. To say it would absolutely just throw gasoline on this whole thing. But Dempsey was sitting next to, and he's Joint Chiefs of Staff, and that's kind of a, you know, it's not really under the Secretary of Defense as much as Joint Chiefs is right to the President to report. But you still had the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, former senator, sitting there, and Dempsey said, "Well, you know, if we have to advise the President for ground troops with to fight with the Iraqis, we would do that." And then Defense Secretary Hagel repeated the fact that, you know, President Obama's not going to have ground troops. But then when further pressed, the general said, well, you know, he's had conversations with the president, and uh-huh. You know, the president knows that some things could change, possibly including the use of military ground forces. So the general did not want hemmed in on this thing, and he didn't back off and say he made some type of misstatement. He said, you know, not saying ground troops, but don't basically rule it out. He might advise that.
Wow. All right, the last one that the press was dealing with, the president said that he warned the CDC that Ebola, the outbreak, is out of control. And you heard also the testimony today of the doctor who got Ebola and luckily got that serum, and whether that had anything to do with it or not. But the fact is that he overcame what he called a fire straight from the pit of hell. And they're saying that these pleas for help from the U.S. are falling on deaf ears. So do you think we're jumping into this? Is that the whole idea that, hey, we got to pump some money into this?
I think there's some things that they've looked at that, in general, the population maybe doesn't know about. Not that it's super secret stuff, but, you know, you do the math, the exponential growth of this problem. And I think what shocked the Washington press corps was the fact that, you know, we thought maybe there were some people going, but 3,000 troops. I mean, it just everybody was like, wow, that's unbelievable. We've got 3,000 troops going down there. And they'll be distributing these home health care kits to oversee the operation down there. So that, I think, in itself, happening so fast, so quick, and of such magnitude of 3,000 American military personnel says that, you know, they are really alarmed. I wish the rest of the world would get as alarmed, you know, meaning China and India and other countries to help, too.
Yeah, yeah, but 3,000 is a lot, but imagine, you're right, if you had some others that chipped in there, for sure. Bob sure. Ney, as always, thanks. Pleasure to
Thank
talk
you.
To you. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
You too. Thanks.
All right, so you heard Bob talking about what was so strange when I got the Wall Street Journal today. We knew this. This is exactly what we talked about on America Tonight. I thought as soon as the general said that, as soon as Dempsey opened the door for that by saying it, how huge was that statement and how much that was going to come back to bite him. It was going to be the lead. And sure enough, Wall Street Journal, general opens door to ground troops. Top military officer says he could seek limited forces in Iraq if airstrikes fail to beat back Islamists. I mean, there it was. We were talking about it as it was happening. I was so surprised more people hadn't picked up on that. Of course, they did in the morning, but when it had left his lips yesterday afternoon, I thought it was massively significant because you could tell, whoops, that's a whoops moment. It means that they've had this discussion. And of course they probably had that discussion, but you never want to say that in public because the people, we are sick of war. We are war weary. So we don't want to hear about boots on the ground. We don't want to hear about more blood, sweat, and tears in Iraq. That's not what people are looking for, and they know that. It's the last thing that Obama wants out there, that, oh, yeah, we've discussed troops. Yeah, absolutely. That's a possibility. And obviously it is, and obviously it was discussed. So does that mean it was discussed in a sense along with, okay, these airstrikes fail, we've had 150 of them. Now we've got special ops, which we've always had, but we're not talking a lot about them. And if all of that fails, if the coalition falls down, if the Syrian rebel training thing, once we get the money for that, doesn't work, if all of that doesn't work out to defeat ISIS, are we willing to go in? Are we willing to put our people on the line again, full force? Would you, America, say, yeah, okay, we tried other things, so I think this is what we need to do? I'm going to say no. Overwhelmingly, while there is support perhaps to wipe out ISIS, I don't think there's that much support for let's get back into this again. No timetables. Trying to figure out how three different groups are going to make it work. Didn't we already do this for 11 plus years? And the answer is, of course we did. In the meantime, when it comes to attacks, hats off to the kangaroo country, Australia, stopping a possible terror attack. They had planned a public execution, apparently. And we're going to talk more about that in just a minute, coming up next on America Tonight. So hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
To America Tonight. Big news. A terror plot stopped in Australia. So, you know, we focus so much on the United States, a lot of times on England, of course, other places as well. But this was pretty big, and they say that this was a pending attack on a member of the public. Jack Alexander, of course, is there in Australia and has the bird's eye view. Jack, terrorism in Australia stopped dead in its tracks, but what's the scoop on that?
Well, yesterday afternoon, an Islamic bookstore on the outskirts of Brisbane was raided, and the connection to all of this came out that the owner of the bookshop, his brother, was Australia's first suicide bomber that had been identified in Syria. At the premises, illegal weapons were found, also props and training materials on how to behead someone the ISIS way. So that was pretty incriminating to start with. Now, that, I believe, has led to raids, further raids in Brisbane and in Sydney this morning. In pre-dawn raids in Sydney, 25 homes and vehicles were raided. 10 people were taken into custody by a task force made up of our equivalent of the NSA, the Australian Secret Service, Secret Intelligence Organisation, Australian Federal Police, and New South Wales Police. One person has been charged with what they're calling serious terrorism charges there. There were two arrests in Brisbane that have been made, including the bookshop owner. Mm. And five more people have been detained in Brisbane as well. Now, this is on top of thing that has been going on since earlier this week. I've been trying to get more of this, the skinny on it for you. Apparently, the United Nations has made a formal complaint to Australia after they had cancelled the passports of several people they'd believed to have been radicalised, claiming that the United Nations was claiming that this was an infringement of their civil liberties and that they should be free to travel as they see fit, with even threats of Australia being removed from their temporary position on the UN Security Council. Now, these raids have come up. They're expecting more arrests to come into all of this, but it's just truly frightening. And it really
does imply
that there is a major network of ISIS already operating in Australia. Just the latest that's hit the wire while I was on hold, Omarjan Azari, 22, has been charged with and being held without bail. He is accused of conspiring with Muhammad Ali Bariali, the most senior member of the Australian involvement in the Islamic State.
Wow.
Now, the areas that were raided with these attacks were all what's commonly called in Australia housing commission or community housing. It's government supplied housing for the poor. Now, most of these areas these days are now occupied by people that came up that were illegal immigrants out of Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and so on. They've taken over these areas in a major way. They've played the immigration courts here, and now they're bringing their families and all of this radical area. So I was surprised when I went through some of the suburbs that were listed. Growing up in Queensland, which Brisbane is the state capital of, I spent quite a few years living there. And some of these suburbs you wouldn't recognize anymore. I mean, it's like walking around downtown Baghdad.
Oh, that's scary. Yeah. Tell everybody where the area is now where you live, different from where you grew up.
Well, that's just it. I'm in a rural area outside of Melbourne now, but Melbourne in previous times, in the last 4 or 5 years, have had their fair share of major anti-terrorism arrests.
Wow.
Suburbs like Broadmeadows, there was what used to be an old government-run leprosy hospital it was built at the base of Melbourne Airport's approach radar. When the government sold off the hospital, a group that turned out to be a radical Islamic group bought this block of land and were in the process, when it was shut down, of building a training camp right at the foot of the major radar that controls the approaches and departures for Melbourne International Airport and all of air traffic control for the southern half of Australia and Tasmania. Could you imagine what would have happened if they had taken out that radar?
Man, I cannot imagine. So Australia has been stomping grounds. I mean, you know, it comes up, but I always say the focus, so much of the focus, unless it's something like this, is always on the UK in particular and the United States, of course. But maybe third in line is Australia, if you want to look at lists and where cells, et cetera, are gathering. You've just painted the picture for us, Jack. It's pretty bad in parts of Australia.
Yeah, well, and what's really frightening on this, they were videotaping rehearsals of being edited. You know, this is some of the incriminating evidence that is starting to become public. Obviously, because ASIO and the federal police are involved, they're keeping mum on a lot of the information that is coming out. But that was one piece of information they did let out. They had been rehearsing the beheading in the style that was being used with killing the two journalists and the aid worker, a style that would cause the person to die very painfully and very slowly without being able to scream because they cut the vocal cords the first off. as the first strike on it. So, and they videotaped them going through this motion and then draping the ISIS flag with the head placed on top of it, and you know, all the usual cheers and refrains that go along with these sorts of videos.
Wow, and so the people in Australia are talking about it, obviously. I mean, this is the biggest thing. I mean, look, it's all over our airwaves, but it's got to be really all over in Australia. What happens when this sort of thing happens? Do people start talking about, oh, man, here we go. You know, it's over there, but it's not really over there anymore.
Well, actually, I'm surprised. I had to search for a lot of this.
Wow.
I got the heads up of this from our good friend from Pal Talk, Gary Baumgarten.
Wow.
He sent me a message, and at the time that I got the message, the television news networks here were silent on it. I had to go to some of the major print news sources to get any sort of information. To start with, but no doubt tonight with the 6 o'clock news, maybe they used what was known as a Section 10 national security injunction on broadcast, so they could get these other raids out of the way. That may be an explanation for why it hadn't hit the TV news, but it's starting to hit it now. So maybe they wanted to get these raids out of the way and see what intel they could gather.
Yeah. Boy, thanks for that, Jack. Appreciate that update. Pretty scary stuff. Stay safe, my friend. And you heard what Jack said there. What's happened is the transformation in that area, the community housing, that didn't used to be the way it was, but he said it was like downtown, you know, Baghdad, if you will, or Pakistan. Pick a place in Islamabad. Pick wherever you want to pick. But very different from the Australia in that area that he grew up with. But the Australians really dodged a bullet, so to speak, on this one, because can you imagine if that had happened? And once again, good intel, which means somebody tripped onto this, they pursued it. You know, there's no fooling here. Once you got a little shred of a lead, you got to push hard on this, and that's exactly what they did by everything I read. The PM, Tony Abbott, told the reporters that they had this intel that these Islamic militants were in Australia, and they were being pushed to carry out some kind of an execution, a public one, a demonstration killing. That's what they're calling it, a demonstration killing. It does also make you wonder, if that's happening in Australia, what are the plans in other countries? Not to be a fearmonger, but certainly Australia isn't the only target. We know the United States is a target. We know the UK is, and in fact, so many of the people that have been recruited coming from the UK. So you would think that this would kind of put them a little bit on edge. You know, there's that sharing of information internationally, and you can bet that everybody involved in intelligence is very concerned about what's happened in Australia. You had like 800, they say, law enforcement guys that they just pushed out across the Sydney suburbs. They were trying to serve like 25 search warrants. You heard Jack talk about some of that there. And so they raised their terror alert to high for the first time since the national alert system was introduced in 2003. More on ISIS round the bend.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Pearl Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pearl Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pearl Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The issue that confronts us today is one on which we all ought to be able to agree. ISIL must be defeated. Period. End of story.
Secretary of State John Kerry, end of story. Not very specific, though, on the fight, and a lot of the Democrats who weren't too keen on actually voting for the money, the $500 million, started to ask a lot of questions. Said it was just a little bit too vague for them. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, do you know who that is? It's the Jersey guy. It's Senator Bob Menendez. He pushed back against a lot of criticism that they're purposely holding off on the authorization vote until after Election Day in November. You know, see, this is the whole thing. Now you have the U.S. engaging with Iran in this fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. So all of a sudden before, it's like we are going to get them. We've got massive sanctions. They are trying to come up with a nuke, and we're not going to let them have that nuke. It's all a bunch of nonsense when Ahmadinejad was in office that it was for power, wink, wink. Now Rouhani is the man pulling the string somewhat in Iran, and still there are question marks, but now we're palling around with Iran. You are our arch enemy. We are doing everything we can to starve you out, to force you to let us see what you're doing with nuclear power or uranium enrichment, and now all of a sudden, you're playing on our team. It's the craziest thing, isn't it? Assad, we want your chemical weapons. The line in the sand has become too great. Now all of a sudden, we're stuck in the middle of this with you too. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So Kerry said earlier in the week in Paris that the U.S. would be open to having talks with Iran on how to deal with the group, and that's what kicked that open. But Mendez said he had a problem with cooperating with Iran because they have different goals. Yeah, to murder half the people there. If you want to talk about a country where all the stops are pulled out, in other words, this is how we're living. This is the law we're living with, where, you know, we'll stone a woman to death. If you think you are pulling us completely into the 20th century and beyond, forget about it. Now, after we were so enraged by some of the things that Iran's done, especially over in that corner where I was talking about the whole nuke thing, now all of a sudden we're having talks of how to deal with them. What? So I for once agree with Mendez that he has a problem with directly cooperating with them because of what they really stand for. I mean, it's crazy. So we have these divisions of Iraq, which is what the problem is anyway, and was in the beginning. And then we have this whole Assad regime in Syria that we're now dealing with. Now we're going to add Iran to it. What's next? It's like a lazy Susan. We'll just spin it around. I'll take a little of this and a little of that. We spit that out. We didn't like that, but now we're going to have that. So the president said that the international community and the coalition of at least 40 nations are going to degrade and defeat the group. Remember that? And they're bent on pushing forward in Syria and in Iraq to have the people adhere to strict Islamic law or Sharia governing every aspect of life. The House vote, so that's where it's floating around in the Senate. The House vote went through, as you heard at the top in the conversation with a former congressman from Ohio, but Obama was disappointed because there were a lot of Democrats that bailed on the idea of arming Syrian rebels and training them. But regardless, whatever the vote came down to, disappointment aside, he got the money. He got the money that he wanted. Your money, my money, taxpayer money. So now what? 273 to 156. So more than one third of the House, 71 Republicans, 85 Dems said no. No. So the Republicans think the strategy isn't tough enough, and the Dems say the plan could drag us into another long military engagement. Raise your hand if you think, because you know I have those special infrared contacts on where I can see anybody listening to the show's hand going up. Raise your hand if you think it's a good idea for us to get involved in a long-range military engagement in Iraq, Syria, and other hot spots in the Middle East. I don't see any hands. I don't. For one second, I was raising my hand. No. There has to be another way. There has to be another way. Now the Pentagon will provide that assistance to what they're calling, and this is a laugh, appropriately vetted members of the Syrian opposition. How do you appropriately vet a Syrian rebel? How do you appropriately do that? I mean, do they realize, and they know this because we've been in this game, people switch sides. Even people that we arm and help, all of a sudden, oh, they're not a friend anymore. Wasn't Saddam Hussein at one point our friend? Do people forget about that? So the Senate's going to vote on Thursday on the proposal. The House said yes. There's opposition like Mendez that I explained there, but I think it's the same thing. There's going to be some Democrats that bail, but there's going to be enough. There's going to be enough. The bigger concern that looms over the game plan that we really don't know is the ground troops. If it's necessary, because now, okay, we're taking the lead, whether we like it or not. There might be a coalition, but somebody's got a lead, and it's us. So what, we're going to abandon? Oh, we don't like this anymore. The strategy isn't working. We're not winning this for some reason. Even with targeted airstrikes, even with black ops, even with all the things that we're doing, which I find that hard to fathom that that will happen. But let's just say, and for the sake of argument, that happens. Then we are putting boots on the ground. We are. Who's voting for that? How much of a vote do you think they'll get in Congress to go and reinvade Iraq? I'm going to say not enough. You're getting Dems that are bailing on the idea of just arming rebels to fight against these Islamic terrorists. If there was truly a vote, an act of war vote, forget about it. That's not happening. No way. It's not happening. So Democratic Congressman Gabbard of Hawaii, might not know the name, fought in Iraq, though. Knows what it's like, said the goals of the president's plan to arm Syrians were unrealistic, and pointed to Iraq and Libya and said, clearly our leaders have not learned their lesson. There's somebody else who fought. Duncan Hunter, you might know Duncan, California Republican congressman, fought as a Marine, so that's a Dem. Fought in both Iraq and Afghanistan, said that while he did support arming Syrian rebels last year, the violence has worsened and now he has no confidence we are arming the right people. Let me give you another one. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, another Republican, Illinois, flew missions where he narrowly escaped with his life over Iraq, warned that not giving the authority would send a signal to U.S. allies in the region that are battling the terror group, that if we don't do it, we'll be in trouble. So the threat of ISIL, ISIS, is real, it's growing, and apparently it's not limited to just the United States. The Australian thing is very worrisome. A public execution, a display, a demonstration, what's that about? Yeah, so we can't kick this around as if it's there. You know, some people are saying, well, that's not here, that's there. You can't let the guard down. I mean, come on. We're not letting the guard down. So Congress will debate a broader war authorization, most likely after the midterm elections, because they're not going to do this before the midterms. Okay, we saw the beheadings. We saw the message that was sent, all three beheadings, and now something's happening. Nobody is going to go beyond that. We're not going to get anything else. Nor do I think we should, because I'm not on board with that. I'd have to agree with the one Dem and the one Republican, who both fought, by the way, as I mentioned there. I'd have to agree with them. What are we doing? What are we doing? Did we not learn our lesson? Did we not learn it? So right now, targeted strikes, somebody else on the ground trying to do it, hoping that the vetting process is extremely good, for what that's worth, because there's no, I mean, what, do you get some rebels to pledge that, what, are they going to hold up their hand and swear that, pledge their allegiance to the coalition? Come on. I mean, this isn't a movie. This isn't the Expendables. This is real life. So it doesn't matter what they say. They could say one thing and then do another. I hope not. I hope they're not all that nefarious. But it's all about what they, you know, it's all about their bargains, who pays the most, where, what they're doing in that country, and let's hope they pick the right people, because I think it could be really tough to do that. If I'm one of the commanders of the Islamic jihadist group, this militant group, you bet, well, I'm gonna be the king of having people in place and finding ways for them to assimilate in other countries. We're not doing the whole black garb, walking down the street with a machine gun and my giant machete. Of course not. So maybe it would be easy to somehow get in there with those rebels. I don't know. I'm thinking that who's ever working on the process, they better be really good at sniffing out a rat. I'll tell you that. Speaking of rats, are you keeping score? Bad boys of the NFL. Let's try to do that next.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit ImagineLookingYounger.com.
Would you believe there's been another arrest? Yeah. There's been another charge of aggravated assault. Let's put it that way. I mean, the hits just keep on coming in a sick, sad way. So depressing. So let's just review. Let's go through this for a second. Here's the latest. Okay? Here's the latest. This comes from Arizona. Jonathan Dwyer arrested and deactivated. Immediately, if I just tell you that, what are you thinking happened there? Well, here's the deal. It stems from two things. It involved a 27-year-old woman and an 18-month-old child at his home in Phoenix in July. Two different incidents, one at 8 in the morning, one at 4 in the afternoon. At least that's what the police department records are showing. He was booked into Maricopa County Jail, right? And that happened on Wednesday on one count of aggravated assault causing a fracture, one count of aggravated assault involving a minor, two counts of criminal damage. Bear with me. The charges are long. One count of preventing the use of a phone in an emergency and assault. And he admitted. He admitted to both of those things. during interviews. I know. Right? Right? He admitted to both of those things during interviews with the detectives, but he did deny physically assaulting the woman and the child. So now they've have a search warrant and all that other kind of stuff. And according to the release, because this is always what the teams and the NFL are very sensitive about, according to the team, the Cardinals weren't made aware of any of the allegations against him until Wednesday. And so they say, look, we're fully cooperating. That's it. And this is how they put it. Given the serious nature of the allegations, we've taken the immediate step to deactivate Jonathan from all team activities. We will continue to closely monitor this as it develops and evaluate additional information as it becomes available. An NFL spokesperson, they must be on speed dial now, said the arrest of Dwyer will be reviewed under the league's personal conduct policy. So, another problem. Another problem. Neighbors said they heard a fight. They called police. They showed up. They didn't make an arrest the first time. And, obviously there's a stormy relationship here, and it escalated in some kind of violence. This was just a few days before the Cardinals reported to their training camp. So we'll see what comes of this. But that's it for him. You know, he was scheduled to be the Cardinals' highest paid running back, too. $795,000 this season. $795,000. He was the second leading rusher on the team. So it creates a hole in the lineup for them. But who cares? The significant thing is here is the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, better get a handle on all of this. Because every day something new is coming out. Every day somebody else is in trouble. Now, I've said this before, and it is true. You have all those teams loaded with players, practice squad, etc., and it's like a small city. You're going to have bad apples. You're going to have problems like you would in any kind of a community. But here's the other thing. People are starting to look at this and say, this is our national pastime. And listen, I love football. I do. I've been to, I don't know how many games I've been to. I used to fly with the Cowboys, covered various teams. So I like it. But now you have all these sad stories. You have steroid use. You've got problems with memory and all that back and forth with the NFL over the head injuries and things that had happened to past players. So the questions are starting to come out about this game. And how about the Vikings? And we talked about this last night, so this added to the bad boys file. The Vikings, now had to say, okay, Adrian Peterson's out for temporarily. He's out. So Adrian Peterson is losing every single sponsor, Nike, pull his jerseys. Everybody's pulling everything from Peterson. Peterson's the women around a lot of the people that are in trouble are coming out. Like Peterson's mom is saying, it's not about abuse, but it's about love, because he said this is how he was disciplined. And he's got the child of the felony child abuse charge hanging on him. And listen, a 4-year-old, a switch and blood. Drawing blood from a 4-year-old is unfathomable to me. I did not grow up in an abusive home or had a switch taken to me. When we were younger, we were swatted and we feared. We knew the line. We knew the rules. So we weren't trying to cross the line. But in all seriousness, I didn't grow up in that environment. Many of you didn't grow up in that environment. Some of you did. I've had this conversation about corporal punishment on the air a lot. I mean, can you defend Adrian Peterson? Does that work? His mother saying that it's not abuse, it's love. This is what we do. She's coming to his defense and saying that, he's got 6 kids and he wants to be a good father to all of them, and saying that I don't care what anyone says. She did an interview with a Houston reporter and said, most of us discipline our kids a little more than we meant sometimes, but we were only trying to prepare them for the real world. Can you use that as a reason to back up what he did? I mean, was that going to wash in court? She said, when you whip the people you love, oh, poor choice of words, it's not about abuse but love. You want to make them understand that they did wrong. And anyway, the Vikings, they understood that they did wrong, so they placed Peterson on the NFL's exempt list on Wednesday morning, bars him from all team activities until the child abuse case is resolved. And this is a guy who's been with his team his whole career. His whole career has been with his team, and people say they're stunned by this. I mean, they're absolutely stunned. Family members are coming out of the woodwork to protect him and to say, this is what we do. This is how we roll. This is how we were raised. And then you have the Panthers, who also did the same thing, because now this is what's going to happen. Now, every team is going to do this when they get in trouble. And, you know, this is beyond football. This is a conversation about what's happening here with these men on and off the field and how it's being handled by a league that spits out Benjamins for breakfast. So the Panthers put Greg Hardy on the exempt list until his domestic violence case is resolved. They made that decision on Wednesday. They met with the Pro Bowl selection and his agent, apparently. They met with the Pro Bowler, the 2013 Pro Bowler, because he was a Pro Bowler. He was an incredible player, Greg Hardy. They met with him and his agent at the stadium. It means he can be around the team in his case, but he can't practice, can't do any of that. He's got a November 17th date set to have an appeal of his guilty verdict for assaulting and threatening his ex-girlfriend, Nicole Holder. Now, was that the right decision for the Carolina Panthers to take? I think you're going to see more teams do it, because why are they going to risk it? They're not going to risk it. One team does it, another team does it. They're seeing what the fallout is with all of this. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, hopefully you hang with us, because we are going to talk more about this with a crisis expert, Jared Breaux, and he's got some interesting thoughts on this. He's a top-notch crisis guy where companies hire him to come in when they get hit left and right with all kinds of things, which the NFL is. And the way Roger Goodell handled this is nightmarish. I would have to wonder this about the security of his job now. At this point, it's being questioned all over the place, not just among advertisers anymore. It goes beyond that. Just a little slice of life as we bring it around. You can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.